There was more marching in Belgrade today as a trade union association for the first time joined students protesting in the streets against Serbian President Slobodan Milosevic. The demonstrators are demanding that the Milosevic regime recognize opposition victories in local elections held last month. But the Serbian president is refusing to give in. This week, a newspaper under Milosevic's control linked the opposition movement to Albanian drug dealers and the CIA. By taking a hard line against the demonstrators, Milosevic has lost much of the international support he had gained by backing the peace process in Bosnia. NPR's Tom Jelton reports that the United States and European countries have already begun to plan for the post-Milosevic era.
4 years ago, Slobodan Milosevic was being blamed for having started the war in Bosnia. Then Secretary of State Lawrence Eagleburger actually called him a war criminal. But then Milosevic said he was ready to end the war, and the United States and other Western governments took him at his word. Delegation after delegation went to Belgrade to shake his hand, to be photographed with him, and to offer him the prospect of better relations if he'd only make good on his offer to work for peace. Jonathan Isle is a Balkan specialist at the Royal United Services Institute in London.
The view of Milosevic was the least of all evils, the only man who could ultimately be relied upon to sign a piece of paper, the Dayton Peace Accord last November, and to see it implemented.
After the Bosnia peace agreement, Milosevic's stature rose dramatically, especially in Europe. Earlier this year, France, Britain, and Germany restored full diplomatic relations with the Milosevic regime. Last month, the European Union went so far as to agree in principle to give preferential trade treatment to Serbia and its sister state, Montenegro. The United States held off. The last U.S. ambassador in Belgrade, Warren Zimmerman, was recalled in 1992, and he has never been replaced. Zimmerman has since written a book about the Yugoslav War, and he follows European policies toward Milosevic closely.
Their calculation was a kind of geopolitical calculation that Serbia was going to be the great power in the region, and therefore they needed to establish a relationship with Milosevic, no matter how horrible he was.
The U.S. government argued in favor of keeping a so-called outer wall of sanctions against the Serbian government, denying it membership in international institutions, such as the International Monetary Fund, for example. But in recent months, even the United States was beginning to soften its policy toward Milosevic. This summer, the United States did not object to the opening of an IMF dialogue with Serbia. But with his refusal to accept the opposition election victories, Milosevic's standing has suddenly dropped dramatically. The IMF dialogue is officially off. Last Friday, European foreign ministers reversed their earlier decision to grant favorable trade terms to Yugoslavia, citing the election developments. Jonathan Isle says the Europeans are now rethinking their support of Milosevic.
I think that what has changed is that most of the advantages which an arrangement with President Milosevic could have given the West have already been given.
For one thing, the war in Bosnia does now seem to be over. But in addition, Isle says, the Europeans and the United States are beginning to conclude that Milosevic may never institute the political and economic reforms widely considered to be essential for Serbia to become a stable country.
I think there's an understanding now that some kind of an engagement with Serbia will be required if we want stability in the Balkans as a whole and not just in Bosnia. And there is a sort of commonality of views on both sides of the Atlantic that kind of a stability that we want in Serbia ultimately cannot be achieved with a man like Milosevic.
The official U.S. line continues to be that if Milosevic will only accept the opposition victories, the United States will continue to work with him. But privately, U.S. officials say they have almost given up on him. The view in Europe is less clear. Warren Zimmerman is advising the Europeans to cut their ties to the Serbian president.
I think if they looked at the long term, they would see that Milosevic is an anachronism. He's the last of the communist leaders in Europe. He's enormously corrupt. He has lost the support of a lot of the Serbian people, and he's on the way out. He's on the skids.
The next big decision for the European Union will come later this month when they reconsider their option of a new trade deal with Serbia. I'm Tom Jelton in Washington.